Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com. Better man, don't you want to be a better
man? Better man, don't you want to be a better man? From WBUR Boston and NPR, I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook, and this is On Point.
I'm trying really hard to be a better man, but it's easier doing wrong. I sleep all day, and at night I go and play my sad songs.
You really ought to see Pokey LaFarge live on stage as he works the crowd, works his guitar, and hollows to the rafters. He and his band have been riding the rails of 20th century American music for around a decade now. Putting a name to his sound is no easy thing. He taps into all the old music stored in the back of your mind, gives it a fresh, authentic spin, and leaves you going, oh yeah, and grabbing a dance partner. This hour on Point, Pokey LaFarge. And please bring your dancing shoes. You can join us on air or online. Do you know Pokey LaFarge? Are you ready to be introduced? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. Or join us anytime at onpointradio.org or on Twitter and Facebook at On Point Radio. Joining me this hour from St. Louis is Pokey LaFarge. He's just out with his eighth album. It's called Manic Revelations, and you just heard Better Man Than Me to start us out here. Hi, Pokey. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Jane?
Well, it's great to have you on.
Oh, well, you know, this is really wonderful. I'm here in St. Louis, Missouri, and ready to talk with you.
To talk and play, right? You're going to sing for us today. So tell me about this new release, Manic Revelations. You said you wanted a bigger sound with this album. What was the goal here?
Manic Revelations, you know, is kind of like the fruits we reap from a sort of functional insanity as artists. You know, the manic state in which you're in when you're creating, writing songs, recording, performing. Maybe a bigger, louder sound just to justify the things that I was hearing in my mind and feeling from the world.
I love that. Functional insanity. Is that how you feel a lot of the time?
Some days more so than
others.
Yeah,
I hear you. So I hear ragtime, I hear jazz, I hear Western swing in your music. How do you describe it? How do you describe your sound?
Well, you know, the music is influenced not just, you know, from other music. I mean, you know, everything you are as a person is going to come out in your music, and the things you see and experience on a daily basis, I think, are just as influential on your music or on your art, than other music. I think, especially for myself. But in terms of music, yeah, I mean, the older stuff maybe was definitely more rooted in that. I think the newer record is maybe a little bit more soul influence, you know. And definitely some rock steady, and some records I've been listening to, you know, in the last couple of years, a lot of new music and stuff that I've been influenced by too. So I think that may explain some of the direction. Mm.
I suspect the concern for an artist is turning off your core fans with a slightly new sound. You know, the evolution of who you are and what your sound is. What's the response so far?
Well, you know, you can't really control the way people think. Let's say I made a more traditional sounding record, whatever that even means. Then I could be turning off some of my other core fans that maybe demand or are more stimulated by evolution, and think of all the other fans that maybe, or people that maybe wouldn't. I don't know. It's almost like if I was going to be worried about my core fans not liking my music going forward, I might as well just start reading everything people say about me on social media.
I hear you.
And be totally self-involved, you know?
Yeah. Let's play something from your previous album, actually. This is Goodbye Barcelona. On the other side, I'll have you tell us about it.
Last night I dreamt you were a glass of Rioja wine we drank on the first night we met. If you could cross my tongue and trace through my veins, you could have gone with me on a morning I left. Hola, Miva, Maca, Senorita, you danced the sardana bare feet on the floor. And when you get tired, lay your head on my chest. Be please hear my song, don't you cry anymore.
I love the castanets in that one, Pokey.
Yeah, nice.
You sing about a young American experiencing Europe in the early, mid-20th century. It's a little Hemingway fashion, shall we say, in there. What do you hear in that song?
For me, it's just, late 20s, early 30s-year-old man going to Barcelona, what would have been 4 years ago, I think, when I wrote that song, and just falling in love with the city and the experience that I had there in a limited time, and longing for more, the experience, and longing for a city that I don't really know, but is exotic for me. So,
you've been something of a historian of American music. Is that fair to say?
I think I would just say that I'm a scholar of some things, in this case music. I just have a detail-oriented pursuit for knowledge. I'm interested in where the singers are from and what their influences are and when they recorded this record and who the side musicians are. I mean, that goes for records from today and going all the way back to the beginning of recorded music. So
you let your band sleep in today. You brought your guitars. You came solo. You're going to perform for us, right? You're going to sing for us? What's the first track you're going to do?
Yeah, Jane, this is a song that's on Manic Revelations. It's got a full band on it, but I'd like to play a solo version for you right now. It's called Silent Movie.
I don't read the papers, don't watch the news. And if I did, tell me what good would it do? Mess with my mind, well, I've no time for the blues. All people do is talk, can't get away. Yeah, they don't know nothing, even less to say. Well, I've no interest bearing witness to you. Silent movie, cover your ears, watch the world go by. That's how you survive. Try and live the life you wanna before you go. When the credits roll, it's all over now. It's hard for me to say this without feeling bad. I see people fighting all over this land. Oh, the rights are wrong. We couldn't get along if we tried. Yeah. Growing up is a scam. The truth is a lie. Better off staying a child till the day you die. Stay inside your mind, or go outside and find a place to hide. Silent movie, cover your ears and watch a world go by. That's how you survive. Try and live the life you wanna before you go. When the credits roll, it's all over now.
Pokey LaFarge, Silent Movie. Fantastic.
Hey, thanks.
How'd you find music? When did this love affair begin?
you listen to music, I think, just as a social thing. You know, it's just around you as a little kid and stuff like that, going to parties and whatnot. But, yeah, I don't know. Realizing I wasn't ever going to amount to a professional baseball player, which was my dream from as long as I can remember.
True, as a kid, you'd rummage through the local library looking for records and seeing who you could listen to.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's, I guess that's, that was really kind of, yeah, the big wave of information. That's really what set me on my path, but I guess there was maybe something before that. I don't know, but I mean, it really kind of honed the idea, the skill of searching for music and just, again, being detail-oriented. And, you know, you find one record, right, and you see who the personnel is on the record, who recorded on the album, who the producer was or what the label was, and then you look up the producer and the label and the discographies and stuff like that. And, again, this was pre-internet, so, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and represent Dewey Decimal System.
There's
some people out there don't even know what that means,
I do,
right?
I so remember.
I love saying it. It's fun.
I love what Rolling Stone wrote about your music. Quote, it evokes a tangible spirit that moves strangers to smile at each other, hold doors, and scoot in chairs to make room for those who dance with abandon. The time spent with Lafarge is a trip to a kinder, gentler, let's say Midwestern way of life, end quote. We'll hear more with Pokey Lafarge after this break. We're talking about his unique music, his toe-tapping sound, and you can join us. What do you hear in his beat? Are you smiling yet? 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We go out on Going to the Country from the new album Manic Revelations. I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook. More after this break. This is On Point.
And in the country, I will think of you and that city life we knew. Every day as the danger grew, you tried to care, but you got used to living scared, wasting all your days amongst the beer and baseball craze, deaf to the sound of another building falling down, blind to the black man's blood being covered up with mud, and the Mississippi flood keeps on rising. Don't mind a baseball game in the middle of the light and in the rain. She's a pain in my brain, drives me insane, but I love her just the same. Boys, love her just the same.
This is On Point. I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook. That was the title track off of Pokey Lafarge's last album, 2015's Something in the Water. Pokey Lafarge joins us with his guitars and his new album, Manic Revelations. You can join the conversation. What's your question for Pokey Lafarge? Do you have a favorite Pokey tune? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also follow us on Twitter and find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. I love this one. I had this playing over the weekend. I have to say, even the kids were dancing, Pokey.
Well, it's a good thing it's not my last album. You know, I got another one coming out right now, so take that, God.
Listeners telling us here, Mike says, I can see boomer hipsters and millennial hipsters, two different animals dancing together to this stuff. Seth says, I haven't heard anything like Pokey Lafarge before now, instantly in love. Let me ask you about your early life. You graduated from high school, started hitchhiking west. It was quite an adventure for a teenage kid. Tell me about that and how that impacted your early years and your songwriting.
Well, you know, one of my earliest desires, I believe, was to travel, you know. I was just curious, I think. And curiosity is an important thing to keep and to be aware of and hone and let it influence you for you know, as long as you can, your entire life, hopefully, you know, because it's part of my motivation to continue learning and experiencing new things. So
as a young kid, you bummed from Illinois to Oregon to California, Wisconsin, North Carolina. And I guess along the way, you started writing and eventually self-released your first album, Marmalade. Tell me about how that came together, how the band came together after that.
Yeah, well, I've been writing since I was a kid. That was actually something that I felt like that was my calling, you know, to be a writer. And that was, of course, before the music bug bit me. And then through all of the travels, I can remember. Maybe it was when I ended up in, let's just say, North Carolina is where I met the band. I was playing on the street in Asheville, and a couple of the guys were passing through. They were in a band from St. Louis called the Vultures. And long story short, you know, I started playing solo shows in St. Louis and just, you know, got taken in by this wonderful music community here and this great family, a lot of people that are still dear friends of mine to this day, and of course band members, and ended up moving here, which I think was 10 years ago.
And fast forward a little bit, you've been writing and you've got albums here now, getting on the big stage in many ways. A lot of reviewers have remarked about some of the social messages in a couple of your songs, especially this next one that we'll play. It's called Riot in the Streets. It's about the strife, the anger, some of which you witnessed in St. Louis after the events in Ferguson.
Right on.
Pokey LaFarge, the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, just a few miles from your adopted hometown, as I understand it, sparked this song. What were you trying to convey here?
Well, you know, it's kind of tough to say 2 years removed from the writing of the song, you know. You write a song and sometimes you don't always know where it comes from. You don't always know what it means. There's definitely more meaning and more tangible explanations of this song, but you know, I don't know, I just, with a song like this, I just prefer to just leave it as it is and let people you know, interpret it in which way they want to. Songs are that I write, and I think we're just left open to interpretation. So
there was some interpretation. There was some interpretation that the song condones rioting as a means for political expression. I mean, is that a fair characterization, or what would you say to that?
Is it a fair characterization? That's what people were saying. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess you just, people are going to talk the way they do sometimes, you know? The quote of James Hunter's song.
Let me get a listener in here, Charles in Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Charles. You're on the air with Pokey LaFarge.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. Hello, go ahead.
Hi, Jane. Hey, Pokey, how's it going?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, met you a couple times in Charlotte, North Carolina with my father and my mother. We've big fans of your music, and I had a friend call me and tell me you were on the air, so I thought maybe I would just reach out and say, hey, man, I appreciate everything you're doing, and Just keep the tunes rolling, man.
Wow, man, that's really sweet of you. I really appreciate you calling to say that, man. That's like a cup of double espresso right there in the morning or something. You know, it feels good. Thanks.
Charles, thank you. Here's Jeannie in Biddeford, Maine. Hi, Jeannie. Welcome to On Point.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Pokey.
Hey.
I want to tell you, I played your album, Something in the Water, so much. I wore it out. I had to get another one. My question is, how do you compose your whimsical songs? I mean, what propels you?
Only my whimsical ones?
No, actually everything, but I especially like the whimsical ones.
How do I compose them? Well, I wonder if I should tell you what you want to hear. Or if
no,
I tell
us the truth. Tell us the truth. How's it go? Jeannie wants to know. We all do. Tell us.
Songs get written in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different places. I mean, sometimes it's the lyrics first. Sometimes it's just a melody that you are maybe driving down the road in, and you speak into a voice memo in your cell phone. You can write it. I write songs on an airplane. I write songs on the toilet. It just doesn't. It can happen anywhere. So, but from there, you know, we'll have to sit down and have a deeper conversation. You know, we're going to be up your way in Boston here, and I think in June. So maybe we can sit down and talk about it more from there.
Jeannie, thanks so much for the call. I want to play another track from your previous album, Pokey. This one is called K-Roy, Illinois.
Take me to the bridge where the rivers collide. Down in K-Roy, Illinois, on a Saturday night, I might jump in.
Pokey LaFarge, so much of your music is about the drama. I mean, people show up at your concert dressed in 40s costumes, and really, your look is so unique. Aside from your music, the three-piece vintage suits, the fedora, the slick-backed hair, tell me about the style, the persona. Where did all that originate?
Well, you know, there's people that come to our shows and painting their nails black, and we got punk rockers and hippies and stuff at our show too. So
you got everybody. Okay.
And we get a fairly different crowd. You know, maybe not as diverse as I would like it to. You know, to be. It's what we wear is just an extension of ourselves, and so you know, some people's style, which is everything, is more pronounced, perhaps. But for me, I like quality clothing. I've always been wearing work wear and old man's clothes, going to Goodwill and Salvation Army since I was a kid and stuff like that. And just it's kind of an art in itself. You want a deeper appreciation for the garment industry, even, you know, from all of that, you know, being attached to it. And actually having done a clothing collaboration with Knickerbocker Manufacturing out of New York City. And
Let's get Mike in here from Boston. Hi, Mike. Glad you called. Welcome to the program with Pokey LaFarge.
Hi, Jane. Hey. Hi, Pokey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. I am a musician playing a band with my brothers, and we had the fortune of traveling across the country under our own steam. And we pulled into Nashville around 13 when you were working with Jack White. And I happened to pick a record out of the Third Man record shop the way you used to do when you just looked at the album cover, and it reminded me so much of maybe like a young Dudley Bing Crosby. And I popped that
wow.
It popped that thing in the CD player, and that album took us clear across the country, and driving through places like St. Louis or in the middle of the country with your music, it was one of the greatest road trips we had, and it's so funny to be able to talk to you and tell you thanks for that and how inspired we are. Look forward to seeing you up in Boston in July.
I'm glad I could have been a part of it in some way, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. All right, Pokey, let's hear you play again. This one is from Something in the Water. You're going to play Far Away. You don't have your band to hum along with you. But
well, it's perfect because this is a solo tune anyway.
Okay, good. Pokey LaFarge, live from St. Louis.
Where have all the good girls gone? Was there ever one? They will win you with their eyes, then trap you in the thighs. Stay away from love, stay away, my friend. Far away, far away, far away. Far away, far away, far away.
As the lights of home draw near, there's a black cat sitting at my door. And he spoke to me in a manner low and mean. She ain't here, she ain't here, she ain't here. Oh no, far away, far away, far away. Far away, far away, far away. Sisters three, please forgive these words that I speak. For all them pretty, pretty girls with their lips and their curls, boys, they robbed my pride from me. My far away, far away, far away. Far away, far away, far away. Where have all the good girls gone? Was there ever one? Well, they'll win you with their eyes, then trap you in a thousand. Stay away from love, stay away, my friend. Far away, far away, far away.
Pokey LaFarge, Far Away from Something in the Water. Let's get Lance in here from Nashville, Tennessee. Hi, Lance. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Hi, good. Go ahead.
Hey, Pokey, I never had the pleasure of hearing your music before, but I want to say you're just an instant fan. I heard some Hank Williams in there and some Buck Owens and some Dwight Yoakam and some old bluegrass, and I just love it, man. Sounds great.
Hey, man, I really appreciate you saying that. Yeah, for sure. Definitely. All those things.
Lance, thank you. Here's Gary in Peru, New York. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the program with Pokey LaFarge.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Pokey. Real pleasure to talk to you.
Hey,
I saw you live in Davenport, Iowa in 2013. I've been a huge fan ever since. Looking forward to seeing you in Burlington here in a couple of months.
Wait a second. Peru, New York, in Davenport, Iowa. There's a story I'm going to have to hear sometime.
I was there for a conference, and actually I had no idea who you were. And I just looked up something to do, went to your show, and I was blown away. And it was a real pleasure.
Nice. Welcome, Davenport. That's so cool.
I just had a question for you. I was just wondering what current musicians you're listening to, roots music, whatever it might be, and I'll take my answer off the air. Thanks a lot. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you, Gary.
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that, actually. There's a really cool band out of Chicago called Divino Nino. I really, really dig their sound. The Growlers from out in California. I'm always talking about a record I just so dearly love. I guess it came out maybe even 2 years ago. Maybe it was last year by The Arcs, Dan Auerbach's other band. Yours Dreamily. I really dig that album. But the list is long. These are just some of the ones off the top of my head.
Gary, thanks for the call. We are speaking this hour with band leader, songwriter, Pokey LaFarge. You can see a video or two on our website, onpointradio.org. And you can join the conversation. What do you hear in these songs? Are you ready to add them to your playlist? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. We go out here with Bad Dreams. I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook. More after this break, more with Pokey and your questions. This is On Point. We'll be right back.
Bad dreams don't bother me, because we can escape reality. Come take a trip with me, she said. Have you ever woken up to find the morning time won't let you? remember your dreams in yesterday. Seems so long ago. The chemicals in my brain are the same thing that drive me insane. But when the world starts to feel too small, she is the way to escape it all. Bad dreams, bad dreams, bad dreams don't bother me.
Support for this podcast and the following message comes from ZipRecruiter, who understands when you run a business, you've got important decisions to make every day, like hiring. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality candidates simple. With one click at ZipRecruiter.com/OP, you can post your job to 100 leading job sites across the web and manage your candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to hire. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/OP.
Ready?
This is On Point. I'm Jane Clayson in for Tom Ashbrook. We've got Pokey LaFarge in the studio in St. Louis, and you out there across the continent, we'd love to have you call in. Tell us about a Pokey LaFarge song you've heard, a show you've seen. What was it like? Have you just Googled Pokey to see him in his three-peat vintage suit and fedora? We're at 1-800-423-8255. That's 1-800-423-TALK. You can also follow us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. That is Underground from Pokey's 2015 album, Something in the Water. Pokey, when you toured here in Boston, our producer, Steph Katsonis, saw you. And the one thing he remembered repeatedly, you going into the crowd, right in the middle of the audience. I mean, really into the crowd. Tell us about those shows. What's it like to be out there with the crowd?
I don't know. It's sometimes... a state of mind on a show where you just you kind of just lose control and give into the show, give into the crowd, and things happen that way. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
You mentioned to our producer that you really like the key of G minor when you compose.
Well, I like G minor. I like F. I like E flat, C, and B flat.
Okay, well, like a few of them. Noodle out a couple of bars in G minor. Tell us what draws you to that one specifically.
Well, G minor. I mean, everybody loves a minor key, right? I mean, come on. So.
There's this something about singing in G minor. You had the minor four and then the five. I don't know, it just sets the mood. You know what I mean?
I do. Do you know that Mozart thought the G minor was the most suitable key for showing sadness, for tragedy? It evokes a feeling, right?
Mm.
For
mm.
sure.
Well, he was a pretty smart man, so.
Indeed. Let's get Susan in here from Coral Springs, Florida. Hi, Susan. Welcome to On Point with Pokey LaFarge.
Hi, Jane, and hi, Pokey. I never heard of Pokey LaFarge before, and I am delighted to discover you. And I have a question. You remind me so much of Woody Guthrie. I was wondering if you have been influenced by him at all.
I listened a little bit of Woody Guthrie when I was a kid, and, Woody Guthrie's a big name for sure, but, there's a lot of other people out there maybe who influenced Woody Guthrie or who have been influenced by Woody Guthrie that maybe, I would say I was just as influenced by. So it's kind of all within that same, under that same umbrella.
Susan, thanks so much. So we're going to hear another track from your album. This is Must Be a Reason.
I lit a fire in my heart for you. Said
Pokey LaFarge, Must Be a Reason, from his new album. So, Pokey, some songwriters write just enough songs for an album, and others have a storehouse of them. Which are you?
Yeah, the latter, for sure.
Yeah?
You know, it's just something that I'm always doing, you know? Writing. I'm always writing. And some songs get finished and never get recorded. Some songs get finished and recorded, never released. And others, there's so many that are just bits and pieces sitting out there in notebooks.
Here's Peter in Stanford, Connecticut. Hi, Peter. Welcome to On Point.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Pokey. This is like being in a songwriter's workshop right here on Point in one of the music festivals. And I hear so much influences. I hear Carole King. I hear
Carole King. Heck yeah, man, nice.
Yes, I hear the Mississippi blues. I hear big band. I hear the 20s. I hear the 50s, the 60s. I even hear some bubblegum pop. You're all over, which is fantastic.
Nice. I just wrote
a song about the key of G, minor, and that's just fantastic that you're producing it right there.
Well, that's all Jane. I can't take credit for that.
I said, well, there you go. This is Jane and Pokey songwriting team.
On the road. There you go.
But I'm interested in your baseball. You said you have some baseball aspirations. You have a few baseball songs. Baseball is a great sport that inspires songs. I'm interested how far you got with that. And, if you ever made it to the minors or some, big league high school play or something like that, or...
No, man. Well, you know, the show is based out of Boston, and Dropkick Murphys are right there. They've written a lot of great songs about baseball. My love of baseball goes back to just playing sandlot baseball fields in central Illinois through organized ball through high school, and that's kind of where it ended when I discovered music, I guess you could say. Listen to Harry Carey on WGN. Watching Harry Carey on WGN and, going up to Wrigley, 5-10 times a year as a kid and growing a deep love for baseball, but of course, a devotion to the Chicago Cubs, which was not ultimately redeemed until, of course, last year, November 2nd, 2016.
Peter, thanks so much for the call. Let's get another one in here. Matt in Derry, Vermont. Hi, Matt. Welcome to the program with Pokey LaFarge.
Hi, Jane. Pokey, my question is about the new album and the new sound. Sounds like you might have departed a little bit from the Prohibition era sound that I've grown accustomed to, and I'm loving the new stuff, but I'm curious if the progression is a conscious one to enter into the 40s, 50s, 60s, or if it just sort of happened naturally?
Well, songwriting is never totally conscious. Songs get written actually subconsciously. They just seemingly come out of nowhere. And so I think that's why it's hard for songwriters to analyze some of their influences, because you're taking in so many things, right? I mean, we all are as people, especially in this overstimulated age. Luckily, I have an outlet, and it's my art, and that's how it comes out. It's difficult to pinpoint exactly where it all comes from.
Matt, thanks so much for the call. Let's go to Eddie in Nashville. Hi, Eddie. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Pokey. Just wanted to say I'm a huge fan. Really appreciate your flavor of music. Wanted to offer you a compliment. I think you probably would like to hear. When I first picked up your music, I was around 44. My son was 16. It reaches across generations. We both absolutely love your music. Now, being born and raised here in Nashville, one of my favorites is Chitlin' Cooking Time in Cheatin' County.
Nice.
Kind of curious of what your inspiration was behind that, because, I mean, that's probably one of my most played songs that you got.
Cool, man. Actually, that's a Fiddle and Arthur Smith tune, who was a great early Opry fiddle player and recording artist. We were just in the studio with Jack White, and that was the first recording we did with him. And, he's kind of an on-the-fly guy sometimes, and so we were just hashing out a bunch of tunes and stuff, and that was one that he liked and wanted us to record. But, it's a, It's a fun one, man. We still get requests for that sometimes. So, man, if I see you in Nashville, I'll try and bust that out for you.
Eddie, thank you very much. All right, Pokey, let's hear you again playing live. Got your guitar there. Let's hear Wellington. How about that from your new album?
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I just got to say something about all these callers. Not only are they very sweet, but what about all these amazing accents we're hearing?
We represent everyone here. We're all over the country, all over the world.
I know. It's great. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
this is great,
listeners.
Totally. Well, so this is, speaking of great accents, the Kiwis down there in New Zealand got some great accents. This is a song about some trying times down in New Zealand.
After 3 months on the road, I flew to Wellington, New Zealand. Strung out, stuck in a hole that I'd been digging. Down on Cuba Street, with no worries on my mind, just trying to get a hold of the strongest thing that I could find. Wellington, oh yeah, you got the best of me. And if I don't wake up tomorrow, won't you bury me in Wellington? Well, the sun was slowly fading like a fire in the rain, but I could not stop the burning I felt in my veins. The flower of the poppy, oh, I follow with my nose. I searched the whole town over, sweating through my clothes. Wellington, oh yeah, you got the best of me. And if I don't wake up tomorrow, won't you bury me, Wellington? Then I met a stranger, bought what he had for sale. He put my hands in cuffs and said, son, you're going to jail. We walked towards a squad car as he read my rights to me. Looks like I better call up the U.S. Embassy in Wellington. Oh, yeah, you got the best of me. And if I don't wake up tomorrow, won't you bury me in Wellington? Oh, Judge, there's nothing I can say to save my skin, set me free today. Please, Judge, let me go back home. But if I must stay, will you make sure sweet opium takes me far away? Yeah. Well, I miss my friends and family, but I'm nowhere near them now. Locked up in the South Pacific, in a jail somewhere downtown. You've been a friendly island to me since I stepped upon your shore. But if I ever leave a free man, I won't be coming back for more. Wellington, oh yeah, you got the best of me. And if I don't wake up tomorrow, won't you bury me in Wellington? Wellington, Wellington, oh yeah, Wellington, oh.
Ah, very nice. Wellington from your new album. On the album, you've got brass and harmonica arrangements to accompany you. It's nice to hear it stripped down, I have to say.
Well, I appreciate it, and I enjoy playing for you like that.
Get another call in here, Melissa in Bloomington, Illinois. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Pokey. It's so great to hear you guys. And I just wanted to say I'm from Bloomington, Illinois.
Nice to hear from a hometown girl.
Yes. We go to your show every February. It's our favorite date night. And I just love your music. I think my favorite song is Devil Ain't Lazy. And you just give a great show at the Castle every year. So just thank you so much.
Well, of course, I appreciate it. And what she's talking about is we do a birthday
show
for my grandmother.
Your grandmother's birthday, right?
That's right.
Yes. So tell us about that every year on your grandma's birthday. She's 91 now?
She turned 91 February 23rd. It was the sixth year in a row that we've done that at the Castle Theater. And people turn out and pack the place and sing happy birthday to grandma. And she cries and I give her flowers. And it's a beautiful,
good thing.
Long, sweaty night. And she's there for it all.
Very nice. Here's Paul in Connecticut. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Jane. Hey, Pokey. How you doing?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to say that I became a fan of Pokey and the band through Jules Holland's Hootenanny. And sometime after that, I got to see him live twice, one at the Museum of Fine Arts in Boston and then in Rockport. And what was interesting is that both of those locations, they have season ticket holders, sort of a subscription crowd. So at that time, there were quite a few people in both audiences that I think they were there because they had the ticket and not because they were familiar with you guys. And it was really fun to watch the audience go through a revelation. You know, these guys are interesting, to like, these guys are great. My wife and I called out a few requests, and folks sitting next to us looked at us and said, you know their music? And it was really infectious, and it was a real treat to watch people get turned on to music.
Well, nice. Hey, man, that's the power of music. And at the same time, I have a great band. It makes my job a lot easier. So,
thanks very much for the call, Paul. About a minute left here, Pokey. Any outlines for your next CD in mind? You're just enjoying the run of this one.
I like where you're going with that one. You know, people maybe don't necessarily understand with the record business. You know, you write a record for maybe who knows how long. You record it, which takes some time. Then you sit on it for a few months while they're promoting it and ramping it up. And all together, before the album even comes out, it's about a year to sometimes a two-year process. Then you have to tour on the record. So, yeah, artists are always thinking about the next album. You know, you don't try and think about it too much and say it has to be this or it can't be that. You just leave yourself open to the possibilities.
Well, enjoy the accolades, enjoy the new fans, enjoy the old ones. Thanks so much for being with us here today. We really appreciate it.
No problem. You're great, Jane. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Pokey LaFarge. His new album is Manic Revelations. You can continue the conversation. Get the On Point podcast at our website, onpointradio.org. Follow us on Twitter and find us on Facebook at On Point Radio. We go out here with Good Luck Charm from Manic Revelations. Enjoy it. I'm Jane Clayson, and for Tom Ashbrook, this is On Point.